We continue previewing the upcoming girls basketball season. Joining us right now is Tom Kennedy, the longtime head coach with the Peyton Sherdan girls basketball program. Coach, it's always good to catch up with you. How's the offseason treated you?
It's been good. It's been busy, but it seems like we were just got done with last year and we're back at it. But as I get older, the years get faster.
they do. I completely understand. And for you, coaching softball and stuff, you used to coach volleyball as well, so you were busy year-round. But as you had a chance, I know it's probably tough to do a lot during the summer with the softball job, but what was the off-season like for you and for the girls especially?
Yeah, they were our boys coach did a lot of the summer work for us. I mean, as far as opening the gym for them. And so some girls were getting in over the summer. I don't have a lot of contact in the summer because softball is a time-consuming sport.
Yep.
So, and I know that they're getting that, you know, they're touching the ball with Josh does a really good job with that. So I really appreciate that. And I know some girls took advantage of that, so that's good. And hopefully it helps us change the, you know, how our outcomes for this season a little bit.
And you and I were talking, you've had some young players that now have gotten a couple of years of experience. You've also got some talented incoming freshmen. So you're starting to see maybe the rise a little bit of this program. At least that's what you're hoping anyway.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping. I think, you know, each girl's made improvement every year, and we're hoping, you know, we're getting that big step from their sophomore to junior year, which we have three of our starters from last year were sophomores, which are juniors now, and so we're expecting big things out of them. And then we got our lone senior starter back for her probably 3.5 years she started for me. And so then we'll just need to replace that one girl that you know, we graduated last year that was in the starting lineup. But we've got, I think we'll be a lot deeper this year, so that's exciting.
Well, how many numbers do you have out here as practice has begun?
We've got 15 girls out, so it's a pretty good number for a school our size, so we're pretty happy with that. And, you know, and that's a pretty good percentage of our girl population in the school going out, so it's a testament to the girls and their, you know, their willingness to work hard, because basketball is a tough sport. It's not an easy sport.
What have you seen from them here in the first week of practice, and what are some of the things you've worked on?
You know, we really are trying to work on our skill level increasing. We're working on, you know, we've got to work on everything. You know, we want to be better at ball handling, so we've been working on that. We've been, you know, we've got to get better at scoring baskets and, of course, stopping the other teams to score. But it's a real, you know, you got to get them good enough at offense to make it so that your defense can get better. So we've got to do a little bit of everything right now. It's early. We got about a week and a half in and at this time. And so they're working hard. I think we're getting better. You know, I think our practice, if you look at our first practice compared to our practices now, you'd see a lot of improvement. And that's a testament to the girls are working hard and they're believing in what we're doing. And I think we're getting better. So hopefully we can continue to get better every day, and that'll continue to, you know, make better results as we go.
What's the excitement in practice been like? Because this group had some success, especially late in the volleyball season.
Yeah, I think they're starting to see, you know, some fruits of the work they've done. And so I think they're excited. I think, you know, they're excited that we're going to be better this year. You know, each year we get hopefully a little better each individually, in which then will hopefully make our team be better. And they've had a lot of enthusiasm. They're good kids. That's why I keep coming back. And I really enjoy coaching the girls. They give me good effort and are just, you know, they're good kids. And I'm really proud of our team, the way it represents Peyton Sherdan, and really proud to be their coach.
Coach, what do you feel like the strengths will be early in the season for this group?
You know, it's hard to say. We're going to have to play really good defense. We're going to have to try to shoot the ball a little better. We're going to have to work on improvements, something like that. And, you know, we are not a tall team, and so we're going to have to really try to battle, you know, with teams that are that are bigger. So we just got to worry about getting better every day and try to, shoot the ball a little better. I think we'll be a little better shooting team as we've matured. We've got a few more shooters, so I think, that'll make us better, and hopefully we can play really good defense. We're going to have to play really good defense to stay competitive.
How big do you feel like your rotation can be this year, and who are the girls kind of fighting to get into that rotation?
Yeah, right now I would feel probably pretty comfortable with 8 or 9 girls, playing some varsity minutes. Olivia and Ella and Kalia are juniors, and Ava, they've played a lot of minutes through the year, so they'll get a lot of minutes. And then we've got two freshmen that I think for sure, and maybe even a third freshman, I think could get some minutes for us, and Chloe Happy and Eden Smith and Bella Rice. But and then we've got our couple other juniors. Maggie Reed played a little bit for us last year. I see her getting some minutes. And then got a sophomore that I think is pushing for some minutes with Izzy Hirsch. So, and I'm probably forgetting somebody now that I'm doing this off the top of my head. I hope not. But then there's other girls that, have got a little experience. So I think, that's quite a few girls that we feel like we can play and be competitive with. So hopefully, that'll make our practices better, which will make us better.
You mentioned kind of rebounding earlier. Is that the biggest concern coming into the year?
Yeah, it's just how we're going to have to, rebound as a group of five, and which everybody kind of does, but we won't have that girl that can, make up for some people that are not as good a rebounder. So we're going to have to do it with five. I mean, we are probably 5'9" our tallest girl, and down. So, it's going to have to be a team effort, and we'll struggle with it early probably, but hopefully we keep on getting better, and we can put a focus on that in practice.
Last year, Coon Rapids, Bayard, Exarochen, Kimmeldon, and Woodbine kind of were the three premier teams in the Rolling Valley. I know most of them teams have a lot coming back. So do you feel like it's going to be them three again? And where do you hope to see this team maybe move into that conference race this season?
It'll be tough to play with the upper crest teams, and so we're just going to try to we don't really worry about, unfortunately, the conference stuff right now as far as where we're going to fit in. There's I can even see, all the teams are going to be better, I think, this year. So it's going to be a struggle for us, I mean, I think every night we'll have a real competition. So I guess where we're going to be in that mix, I don't know. I'd hate to make a prediction. I just hope that we can be more competitive with the Exiras and the Coon Rapids and Woodbines, make that more of a game. And that's where I guess we're trying to make up the difference this year, is trying to be a little more competitive with those teams. I think we have the ability to do that, but it'll just see whether we can get that done.
Coach, how do you like your non-conference part of the schedule? I look at some of the names, and there's going to be some good challenges, but it'll make this team better, I think.
Yeah. I think we've got a good non-conference schedule. It's some teams that are maybe bigger than us and help us get in ready. But hopefully we can eke out a few wins somewhere in our schedule. I don't know if it'll be. Hopefully we get some conference wins. Hopefully we get some non-conference wins. But the real key for us is just to make sure we're moving up and getting better. That's what we really think about, controlling our effort and our attitude. So that's, what we worry about. And hopefully that will take care of some wins. And if we keep on fighting, maybe we can have a better season record-wise. It's not that important as far as long as we just keep on improving.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate all the time. I know how busy life gets for you. So thanks for carving out a little time for us here today. We look forward to seeing this group and you quite a bit this season, and talking with you each and every week throughout the season to see how you feel like things are going.
Well, thank you. And I really appreciate what you guys do to support our groups and let them get some radio time, let them get some thing. I know it means a lot to the girls, and I appreciate, you know, that you guys do that for us. And I guess I just want to say thank you to you guys.
You're welcome. Head coach Tom Kennedy again with the Peyton Sherdan Rockets. We'll be back to wrap up the girls preview show. We'll talk with Tom Peterson from Exiro Corn Kimmelton Audubon coming up next.